This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise
Guys. Let's make this about Jimmy and the dream that was realized.
Ha! Yeah, 20 years late, but by God, I made it.
Well, you know, we took that from you. Because, when I met you, you were 14 years young.
Yeah.
You were being homeschooled by your teacher and mother, Moose.
Mm-hmm. Teacher, mother.
Yeah.
And we were in here myself. Years later. Mavis Beacon had a hand in it.
Yeah.
Bacon. Mavis Bacon or Beacon?
Both.
Staples.
Yeah. Mavis Staples. What a singer. We realized years later we were in here talking about it, and I was telling some kind of prom story, and Paige then told a prom story, and we were taking calls, and it dawned on me.
Did it now.
That you, and I believe Fatboy as well, never had a prom.
I went to one.
Okay, Fatboy, did you go junior prom?
Yeah, junior.
Okay.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, it don't
that's
count
that's
well.
That's such a cash grab by the schools. Like, did they get a junior graduation too? No.
That was a group of us that went, like maybe. Four or five.
Did you go stag?
Yeah, we all went together.
Okay.
That was awful. Probably shouldn't have done, you know, some of the things we did beforehand.
What'd you do?
You know, we all had sex. I'm kidding.
With each other.
We might have partaken in, you know, some marijuana.
Fat Boy didn't know that when his tux had tails, what that meant.
No, he didn't know. He didn't get it. I'm glad you guys go to one, though.
Pull that, the flaps up.
That makes, you know, that just that leaves me. I never had been to one.
I'm pulling the tails. Hang on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Somebody else's.
Well, I said years ago, I was like, man, we should do some kind of party, because I remember we did a Paige birthday party where it was like we took over a bar and P1s came out and had this whole thing. And
that was a fun night. Fun evening.
I was like, we need to do a prom for nine. And nothing really came upon it.
Nah.
About it. With it. Wasn't their idea. And nine, do you,
what happens?
Tell us what about the weekend.
Oh, man, the prom was Friday night.
Well, that was part of the weekend.
Yeah.
I know we were off yesterday. I hate to break the news to everybody, but we're playing off of the weekend still.
Now, it was definitely a rock and roll prom. Because it was at
Rock and Roll High School.
Bar owned by a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And everything there is just dripping in rock and roll, as was the prom.
Toilet seat.
Not dripping rock and roll, no.
Okay, good.
No, no. You wait till about last call, something, dripping something.
Ew.
That's any bar. That's last call. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was one of those themed parties.
Yeah.
Which normally I don't like.
Rock and roll prom, but a lot of people dressed up, and I mean, I dressed out, but I didn't dress up.
Okay. What does that mean?
It means I wore an Uncle Sam tuxedo t-shirt with some neon green Sting wrestling tights and some red flannel pajama shorts cut off from pajama pants. And red, white, and blue.
You wore Cactus Jack shorts.
And big red, white, and blue hair. And otherwise, I was myself.
Was it a wig?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Like a headband with hair on it kind of thing. Not really a wig.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a Guy Fieri wig. Fieri.
Or way taller.
Guy Fieri.
This thing, I look like a troll doll. Like an all-American troll doll.
You did not look like you just came from Flavortown.
Actually, I look like a rodeo clown.
It sounds like you would be somebody who would be waving down customers at a fireworks store.
No, I look like somebody who'd be running from bulls so they didn't stomp on cowboys. I look like a rodeo clown. I look like a rodeo clown running around a prom. All night long, like a rodeo clown. I was at Waffle House at 3 o'clock in the morning looking like a rodeo clown.
But some people that attended... first of all, was this other people's... This is perfect with the prom.
So good.
Were other people there celebrating their first prom as well?
I don't know. I didn't ask anybody that question. I talked to everybody, but that never came up.
Did you slow dance?
Did you dance?
No, I didn't really dance at all. I took a bunch of pictures, hung out with a bunch of people, and talked to everybody, and had a real good time, but yeah, the dancing never happened. I wasn't opposed to it. It just never happened.
Did you lose your virginity after? Oh, never mind.
I don't know who
you're
asking.
A big thing for prom, though. I was just wondering.
Where?
Where?
You trying to tell me that every senior in high school has not had sex?
Yeah. Allegedly.
Each their own.
Did so you rock and roll prom?
Yeah.
But so some people, you don't know if it was their first prom, but some people took it seriously, literally, like wearing tuxedos and prom dresses.
Yeah, early on in the evening, I got a few dirty looks from some very well-dressed people.
Not patriots, certainly.
They just, you know, I'd walk up to the bar or something, and they'd look over, not expecting that at all.
Yeah.
And there I am. Yeah, got a few dirty looks. It's fine. That meant I did a good job in my mind.
I guess they wanted you to take prom seriously.
Well,
I did.
Did you go stag?
I had a date. A lovely lady asked me if I wanted to go to prom with her a couple weeks ago. And I said, well, of course I do. And then we did.
This is why we're not close friends anymore. I did not know that.
Well,
you know. You don't have to tell me everything, but something like that I figured would like.
We need pictures.
Stay out of this page. This is best friends. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I did have a date. My date was beautiful. She was lovely. It was a fun night. I happened to buy a corsage that perfectly matched the dress she wore, and I had no idea that was going to happen, so I'm psychic.
Well, black goes with everything.
No, it was gray.
Well, it's a rock and roll prom.
Yeah, I have glitter in my car seat that'll never come out. Territory's been marked.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind that.
I was going to say it's great if you know if you say, hey, just meet me there.
No, she didn't meet me there. We went to Waffle House after.
Dang.
Did you meet her parents?
No.
Oh, this is adult life.
We're grown people in our late 30s, Matt.
Yeah. Okay, so we know she doesn't have kids.
No, she does.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably very proud with kids starting high school today. I'd be proud.
Yeah.
I'd be a proud mom, too. Except, yeah. You know, I'm not a mom or a dad.
Yeah.
I mean, look, my mind would have went to wearing the suit. I mean, I would have been like, do we have to wear a suit? So, I mean, it's good you didn't dress up. But, I mean, that's what I would have thought of first.
Well, you know the place and the people. It'd be, why would you wear a suit? You'd wear something stupid.
He'd wear an Arby's hat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did she get you a boutonniere?
No, it came in the same pack with the corsage, so I was already wearing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I put it on my tuxedo T-shirt, right on the lapel of my tuxedo T-shirt.
That's cute.
Like you do. I put it right in the right spot, just on a tuxedo T-shirt instead of a tuxedo jacket.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, had a good time, though, man. Had a real good night.
Did you open the door for her?
Yes.
Did she combat that at all?
No, not at all.
You got a good one. Yeah.
I'll do it.
No, I bought a painting of Macho Man, and at one point I got called off. I know.
What the hell does that have to do with random. You and the prom girl?
I'm getting there. I bought a painting of Macho Man. At one point I got called away. You know, at this point I was feeling pretty good early in the evening.
Nine, it's Peter Max. I've got some new art for you.
And I walked off and left the painting sitting on the table out back. And I'm, oh my God, 15 minutes later, oh my God, what happened to the painting? Where'd it go? She had it.
She's dripping in rock and roll.
No, she had the painting. She was watching out for me, and I appreciate that very much. Saved my Macho Man painting so I could have it to display in my home at some point.
She's, yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Wow.
Yeah, I had a good time, though. I mean, I'd never been to, I was prom king, by the way.
Hell yeah.
Well.
I was.
You know what?
Here comes the hammer.
Yeah, I just threw it. By the way, I was the king of the prom.
No,
which they forgot to announce, so most of the people had left.
You didn't invite your best friend for but you still, to be conk.
I had the most votes, so I was.
No, Paige, I had a prom. I always wish that for Jimmy, at least for him to jump in on the conversations when we talk about it. Now, what I'm not even hurt. But, you know, a lot of times people love to love in private. Some people love privates. They go hand in hand a lot, privates and hands. This case, it was a pretty good routine there.
It was.
This case right here, though, I'm you closely guarded that.
Well, I mean.
And she asked you.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like, you know, that big deal.
But it's that thing, though, you've been saying for a while, you're like, and I'm not saying she's the one, and no, I'm certainly not jumping that gun,
please,
but like,
don't. That's why I don't talk about things on the show. It adds way too much pressure to the situation.
You tell me about it. Fat Boy hates me because he has to edit old shows.
Yeah,
dang it.
You've said if a girl out there is interested in me, then she just needs to let me know.
Yeah,
look what happened.
Yeah, I know it worked.
Wow,
it takes time, but it works.
Nice.
Well, it was fun though. I had a great time.
Yeah,
sounds like fun.
Yeah.
There's a text wanting to know if you're the new MILF hunter.
No.
He didn't retire.
No.
He's still out active.
No. He's Gave it up, man.
He died?
No, he's still with us, but he got fat and grew his hair out.
He just quit doing that.
He retired from porn.
There's a niche for fat MILF hunter. Not for hunting fat MILFs, but, you know.
He might bring it back.
Wow.
That's cool, man. Long weekend.
Yeah.
Time to really let loose.
Yeah.
Chase the stuff.
Have some fun. Go to a prom.
Yeah.
Become king of the prom.
Get tore up.
Well, with the king of the prom thing, if I'm there and Waffle House? I'm just some dude hanging out there, and then there comes Radio Personality 9, and you win.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It'd be like the owner of the bar winning, you know?
Well, his wife won queen. It's fine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was the king. My date wasn't even the queen. It was the bar owner's wife.
They were good pictures.
Yeah.
Saw a couple dudes kissing them.
No, if I'd been in on any of this, I'd have been like, no, set it up. Hook me up on this. Set it up. She's the queen. My date's the queen. But, they did it honestly.
Yeah.
And there was no collusion involved.
Yeah. Man.
Well,
I don't know. You got any other questions on?
You well, like, I you're do, thinking, but not from there.
I know. See, you see, that's where it comes into. No, I'm not trying. No pressure on
you. You know, but for years, I've sat here and said, and this isn't even me reading a text to realize this. I've said, man, save stuff like that for the air. Don't tell me ahead of time. But then that like holds back on like life.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's stuff I'd say off the air that I can't say on the air.
After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Hey, that's kind of on the air.
God dang it.
But, that's in that gray area there.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm astonished.
Me too.
Because I thought you had just, I think a lot of people did, you had just written off women. I mean, not that you were going to be into dudes, but that you'd written off dating.
No, the thing is, I mean, it's not that I've written it off. It kind of seems that way because it's very rare that I meet a woman I have any level of interest in.
Yeah.
When it happens, I love it, but it's just a rare thing.
I understand that.
I mean, most people I meet, I'm not interested in.
Is she into horror?
I don't know.
Did she go down the hall?
We really talked about it.
Did she go down the hall?
Where?
A hall of horror?
I think of her house.
Okay. No. That was a coy way I just asked
you. Yeah, she's in my house. No.
What's that painting on the floor?
What is this painting that you have for us to rub our mud off our shoes here on? This panda.
That's not true.
Oh, wow.
It's not a rug.
All right. I do have more questions. If I'll ask you some questions. I'll say, hey, can I ask you this on the air? And you'll say, no, I'll tell you off the air.
Well, I don't see it. At that point, it's turning into a big thing that it ain't. And I don't want to turn it into more than it is because then that screws the whole thing up. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just being honest when I say that. I don't want to turn it into more than it is.
Sound mean?
It did sound kind
of. I'm not trying to run somebody off, what I'm saying.
No, yes. Trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I'm not trying to run nobody off. That's all I'm trying to avoid.
Yes. I'm going to be a big proponent of pronouns from here on out. All right. We'll take a break then, and I will ask Knight a bunch of stuff off the air.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then, yeah?
It's back to school time. A lot of people last week, most of the people in our area this week.
Yeah.
I noticed something about that I'd like to mention and talk about because it's got me messed up.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I mean, if you
that
want
to. No, that's a good tease, okay. Like, for if everyone listening.
Yeah.
Now. Okay.
All right. I mean, if you want to.
I'm fine with talking about that.
Okay,
I do have one thing to ask you off the air.
Okay, that's fine.
And if it answers yes, I'll cough real hard when we come back.
Okay, right, good.
Morning, everybody. Rise, guys. It's for you, fat boy.
Yeah, boys.
Ah.
Nope.
The first 60 seconds, it has 13 edits.
Sense. Pardon, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a big fine woman.
Yeah, she's pressure-licious.
Big butt on stage. Shaking it around.
I forgot to ask you off the air, Jimmy. I'll write it down right now. I don't write as fast as you type.
Okay.
Yeah, boys.
Oh, what's up?
Hmm.
Can I get a mouse? How about it?
Get a Nines house.
I haven't seen any, man. I haven't seen you hiding your hair.
Somebody asked that. Yeah. He's not going to have his prom date back to the house just yet. There's still the mouse and the bulls, let's be honest here. Oh, yeah. What'd you notice about kids? We're back to school. That was the other big thing.
Yeah, this is.
I still haven't forgotten about Fat Boy not having a senior prom.
That's true. Flooded with, we can get to that. Flooded with, you know, everybody's timeline flooded with back to school pics.
Yeah.
It's that thing. You know, it's fun. It's all the kids look great. The thing is, I finally reached that point in my life where I look at the pictures and then I read the captions after and I'm like, sophomore, I thought that was like a 37-year-old woman. Or senior, I thought that was a sixth grader. And I can't tell, man.
It's hard to tell.
Like, half the time, I can't tell. The seniors look like they're in sixth grade. The sixth graders look like they're retiring from work.
Do you attribute that to where, like, is it the guys, too? The boys?
Oh, yeah. It's okay. All of them. Yeah. It's across the board. I don't know what it is. It used to be, you know, I had a better eye for how old kids were, but I guess I got older. I'm not around kids much, so I have no idea how old kids are now.
We're going to bring in some kids in here, and Nine will guess their ages.
Good luck with that.
Well, I don't know. The only ones I really see or that I've seen are like family members. I've seen, you know, like some other people that I know, but I don't like them. I like the people. I just don't like the photos.
Yeah.
It's just a weird thing for me. I don't know. Plus, the captions are all like, okay, you know, you love this kid, right? Oh, it's this last year's been such a struggle. Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the future is bright. All right, off you go.
Yeah.
It's always the same, like, everybody takes the same quote and runs it through a thesaurus and...
No, you're right.
Changes the synonyms around a little bit.
Yeah, that's how it goes. It's
Did you get first day of school photos when you were a kid?
No, man, it wasn't a thing then. Mm-mm. At least not in my family.
Well, it wasn't mine.
I was lucky to make it the first day of school, probably. I'm surprised my parents did. Oh, school started? I forgot. He'll be there tomorrow. Okay.
So your parents bought the pictures, man.
No,
they didn't rip off the proofs.
No, well, no, I have... Remember, I have a series of photos at home that say proof at the bottom.
My mom did buy the pictures, even the time I went to Picture Day in a Harley Davidson t-shirt because she forgot it was Picture Day.
I'm talking about, like, I would... they would do the photos walking out the door. And they were always from my grandma's house because my parents, because they worked at a textile mill, had to be at work at 6. So I would go to my grandma's house. So I guess she took the photos. But there's one that I hate because I'm wearing a... What was the... It wasn't Izod or Lacoste. It was like a blue animal that was on the... There was a... God, I don't know.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't place it, but it wasn't, I know it exists.
It wasn't even a gator. It was like an animal with four legs.
Yeah.
But anyway, I remember I had on a red shirt like that with the blue little animal on it. Blue fox.
There you go.
It was a blue fox.
Oh, okay.
And
it was an echo.
White shorts and stupid fake, you know, like pick and pay tennis shoes, like Cougars probably or whatever. And I was like, God almighty, man, I looked stupid. Like, I looked like they thought I looked good. I looked like a dumbass.
Would you have long hair?
Had the mushroom hair. I had the mushroom hair.
This was before Hippie Matt.
Well, yes, this was kindergarten Matt. Yeah. Hippie Matt was senior year.
Oh, okay, this is way back.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking it was like a high school picture.
God, no. No, that's the thing with
the high school picture. Yes,
this is with his little lunchbox.
No, there is a photo of me the first day I drove to school for the first time of me with the car door opening. It was a stage photo. It was a stage photo because guess what? They forgot to do it the morning of. So that was me after school pretending to go to school. It's fake.
Yeah.
What was the
car? I bet you, now that I think about it, a lot of these photos that y'all are posting now are from like a week ago.
Oh, yeah.
Or from over the weekend. And you're like, oh.
Before you mess up your outfit, let's get it all nice and clean for Granny.
Yeah. Or your mom and daddy have to go to work at 6 a.m. and won't be here. That kind of thing. That's why you're going to eat Pop-Tarts for breakfast and be type 2 diabetic.
Don't eat when you go to school. I used to eat both.
That was the biggest farsity, or I don't even know if that's the right word, but like breakfast before school was never a thing.
No,
never.
Oh, really?
God, no.
You talking about at school or at your house?
I'm talking about at home. Okay. Like on TV, mom's down there, you know, making, and no, it's got to be mom. Dad could be doing it too. They're down there. Kids come. Oh, kids, school, breakfast is ready. What?
Roll them up.
When did that exist?
My mom cooked breakfast for us every day, even though she worked.
I'm glad.
Me too. I didn't want burnt fish sticks for breakfast.
I did not. I never had that. We'd have that. Even on the weekends, it was Hardee's.
God, school food was so good, though, man. It was really good. It really was. The breakfast and the lunch, too.
It wasn't. Go back and eat it now.
I would. Not the stuff they have now. When you have the nuggets and the potatoes and the rolls, and you put the nuggets in the rolls and dip it in the big potato scoop, God, it was good. You had French toast sticks for breakfast, frosted flakes. Sausage dogs. You didn't have a sausage dog?
Oh, man, you're making me sick in my stomach.
It's a corn dog with damn sausage in it, wrapped in a pancake.
You I'm had better food than we had in California, obviously.
I was like, he has taste buds.
God,
when
man.
I went to private school, pizza day was Papa John's.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
See, oh, not the rectangle?
No, they ordered Papa John's.
Rectangle pizza, which I don't.
Regular pizzas.
I came from a time when you didn't even have meat on it. It was just cheese pizza.
It was cheese.
Kind
always.
Of bland.
Some kind of tomato something.
Yeah.
We had breakfast pizza with sausage and eggs on it.
Oh, man.
God.
That sounds good.
We had a bunch of grandmas that cooked, man, in the kitchen.
Oh, always. Yeah. Our well, she when I started, she so was hungry. Just the head cook. But by the time I graduated or left middle school, she was called dietitian.
Okay.
Her name was Miss Head.
I'd say don't call me that. I might get fired.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Miss Head.
On Fridays, I'd double up on the pizza.
Yeah.
Make it a double.
Now, back then, do you think people couldn't tell how old you were, like I'm having trouble with now, or is that a newer thing?
Well, it used to be, like we've talked about before, we see photos of people back in the day, and they all looked way older, like especially athletes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, because you see those home videos that go around. The old VHS have been converted, and they're on the internet, and it's high school classrooms in the 80s, and everybody looks 46.
Yeah.
Everybody looks grown.
That's why that one girl on 90210 was able to pull it off. She was like 30.
Yeah.
Pretending to be in high school. The one that wore glasses.
That's acting, man. They all do that.
Yeah.
One of those interesting things. I don't remember any first day of school stuff. It was just first day of school, let's go. And then when I was.
You're the one who started that. Let's go.
When I was doing the homeschool thing, obviously there's no first day of school pictures then. It's just me reading books in my underwear.
Wake up, it's like, take your picture.
I have to wake her up. Wake up, she can take my picture.
Don't you remember those pictures first day of school when you were missing a tooth and they're so cute and back in the day when you were kids?
I remember knocking them out.
Not that stick out. I was just more or less looking at them to, like, ridicule my fashion sense. Of course, back then, you didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
Your parents picked out your clothes.
Well, somebody did text in to 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. Did my job Googling stuff, found out the only vintage clothes that have a blue fox they could find is called the Fox shirt. It's something sold by JCPenney a very long time ago.
Oh, that was it.
Bingo.
Yeah. I didn't know y'all were a Penny family.
Oh, we were for sure.
Oh, Penney.
Yeah, JCPenney.
Ooh, wee.
Milk of Simpson family, too.
Yeah, it's humid down here, man. It's rough outside, it's rough inside.
I'm not grapping about it, though.
No. It's just the weather today.
Yeah.
Kind of sound like it. But.
Yeah, it is. My closet door.
Kind of sound like
the humidity, man. My closet door wasn't open. It's not a closet door I open very often. I went over to open it over the weekend. God bless, man. I almost pulled the doorknob off. Because the wood expands in the door.
Okay. Yeah.
And I couldn't open it.
You're one of those, like, not let me see what's going on, but just, like, yank until it comes out.
Well, if a door won't open, I knew nobody was in there holding it. It's not a lockable thing, and I was smart enough to realize, oh, yeah, it's humid as hell right now.
Yeah.
Swollen doors.
Just yank it on the door.
You've never had that happen before?
I, you know, the windows are hard to open when it's hot like that. I've noticed that when I tried to open the window the other day.
Well, luckily, there's none in here to open. I also feel like I could ask any question and Paige would say yes to it.
We'll go out. We'll
get no, naked. Honestly,
did you ever live near Dennis Eckersley?
Sort of.
Sort of. Close Fair. By.
Have you ever had a firework go off in your hand?
No.
Okay. I'm just messing with you.
No, actually, it was kind of annoying because I needed to open the window because fire alarm was going off and something was burning in the oven and I couldn't open it upstairs.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Jesus. Your kitchen's upstairs?
No, but the whole house was smoky, so I was trying to air out the house.
Because smoke rises.
Wonder why there's no kitchens upstairs. Wonder why they're all downstairs.
I knew somebody who had a kitchen upstairs in a weird house one time.
Really?
Yeah, upstairs kitchen. There was no kitchen downstairs.
Oh, interesting.
Wasn't much downstairs. Everything that happened in the house happened upstairs.
Yeah. Huh. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get some phone calls. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, and we're back. Hey. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. We're in a, if we sound any different, we're in a brand new studio.
Yes, we are.
Our prayers have been answered.
How about that?
Yeah. It's a work in progress. Yeah. But it's, I also wonder now, because we were talking about the humidity in here. I wonder if that neon sign has anything to do with it. Because a listener years ago, 15 years ago, worked at a place that made beer signs. And she made us the Rise Guys neon sign.
Mm-hmm.
And in the old studio, the cord wasn't long enough to reach where we could put it. Otherwise, it would just be in the floor.
Yeah, wasn't much we could do with it.
But now that we're in what looks to be a doctor's office where people are doing a podcast.
yeah, pretty much.
I mean, it kind of does look like a doctor's office. The way the doctor's always sitting in the dark and there's like one lamp on in the doctor's office,
the actual doctor's office.
That neon sitting over there, and I'm wondering if that could be the... Maybe that's only turned on for like photo opportunities and videos and stuff.
Can't put off that much heat.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe. I doubt it.
That was a big maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Also, are we on the air right now?
Yeah, Fat Boy's over there touching the neon.
It's not hot.
It's not even remotely hot.
Okay, it's not that.
Neon is not hot?
I don't think it's supposed to be. I think it's part of the appeal of it.
Damn.
It's not like a lava lamp.
If we flip it upside down, it would be a hot plate.
No, I wish.
I'll say this on the air. It doesn't matter because I just said we're in a new studio. I want to ask engineer about, because previous engineer would not hear of it, but maybe the new engineering team will.
Yeah.
I want to remember the idea I had to get, we could actually, I think I still have it, a CB radio. It might be in the office. Somebody gave us a CB radio, and we were going to hook it up to the board and then get on the thing and talk to truckers going up and down the highway here. But they said that it would be impossible, not impossible, but maybe, I think the guy just didn't want to do it.
He didn't want to do it.
He didn't want to
do
it.
He won't do much.
That's what they are. He's got to be nice to have power like that. Like you're not the head guy in the building, but you're like the tech guy. And if you don't want to do something, you're like, it's not possible. It's not even possible to do that.
Yeah. Don't even think about it, Junior.
And I see stuff in traffic sometimes. So I don't know if like CBs are still being used by truckers. Like, I saw a guy get pulled over, a couple weeks ago, and it seemed like if they were still using CBs, he would have known what was around the next corner, but he didn't know. And there was a ton of trucks on that stretch of road with him, up ahead of him, behind him, all over the place, but he clearly didn't know because he got in the wrong lane at the wrong time and got pulled over for it, and nobody told him not to.
Really?
Yeah, I figure if they were still using CBs, I wouldn't watch that happen right in front of me, but maybe.
Just have like a group text?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe it's a different world now. I don't know much about truckers because they aren't nearly as cool in society's eyes nowadays as they were in 1970s movies where they were rock stars.
When they had hats named after their profession.
Yes.
There's no offense, but there's no roofer hat.
No.
Painter hats went out in the 80s. Those were cool. I loved them. But trucker hats are still very popular.
Yeah, I'm wearing one right now.
As am I.
Yeah.
What if that was his initiation?
Fat Boy is not.
Just let him get pulled over.
Ass kisser hat. Well, that's what Nine said. The world's different. I think part of that is very true in society. It's a societal thing that people don't flash the lights anymore to let you know there's a speed trap ahead.
I never
see that anymore. Why?
I don't want to give anybody a heads up.
See, that's the thing. Don't be a trucker. Don't be a trucker.
You shouldn't be a trucker. You'd be a horrible trucker.
Like somebody did it to me, and I'm like, oh, that's bad news.
Well, at first you think, are they telling me to slow down?
Yeah.
Are my lights on? Is my blinkers still on?
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But I think truckers, there's that, maybe I'm wrong, I feel like there's still that, like, major brotherhood. Like, that's a brotherhood of occupations that I don't know you can touch another one.
We've learned
it's
that.
Like a steel worker up north.
We've learned that from the Evo-Ev line. Truckers stand for truckers, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aren't many jobs like that.
18-wheeler truckers.
Yeah.
Not the dump truckers.
Hey, now.
Yeah, not the dump truckers.
That's what they them, say, not
between
me.
Them.
Different brotherhood.
Yeah. I'm not getting in on their beef.
Yeah. Vanners? Mm-mm. No.
Vanners?
Well, what do you call folk. Them? They're not van, but they're vanners.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I mean, if we're going to do micers, then they're going to be vanners.
Micers. Yeah. I don't see a whole lot coming back about it. I see a couple texts. Truckers don't hardly talk on CB anymore.
Why?
Well,
God.
That's sad, right?
It's a lost art.
That's sad.
What am I going to do with this ham radio I just bought?
You're going to eat it.
Make a sandwich.
For real, I want a trucker to call in.
Well.
What?
Phone.
Oh, foot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the phone.
This is foot.
Screwy.
Does it sound worse if he's driving
well,
a truck?
Well, yeah, text in 72341 unless you're driving right now, which just don't tell me you are. Mm. We'll be okay.
Oh, I won't say his name, but he's a trucker. And he'll call to comment off the air.
Yeah.
He says he's on camera. If he's seen talking on the phone on camera,
oh, yeah.
He'll get in trouble.
Yeah. See, it's gone to that, man. Like, yeah. They're on a lot of guys are probably on camera sitting in those trucks.
Oh, my
and
God.
That's got to suck. You're just being surveilled while you drive.
That is not cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to hurt the lot lizards, first of all.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, you used to keep a log.
We still would like you to text in to 72341 if you're a trucker. Do you use CBs or not? We're trying to get to that, but Fat Boy interrupted.
Oh, no. I started saying it and then totally went off course.
That's because he interrupted you.
Well,
that's
you keep true. A log, but, you know, if you can only drive so long, what if the truck just shuts off? You don't have to keep a log anymore. It just stops working in the middle of the road.
Can you smoke and drive a truck?
Oh, yeah. If you're a man, you can.
Probably depends on who you're driving
Isn't
for.
A pre-rec?
I mean, if you own a truck, I imagine you can do whatever you want to. But if somebody else owns a truck, probably not. Maybe.
They don't want cigar smoke in your truck.
Well, cigars, yeah, right. Man, I did not think about it. I knew the GPS. I did not realize that the – and I knew dash cam. I thought facing out, not facing in.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know, man.
Man, I wouldn't be able to keep a job now if that was the case, like when I was delivering pornography magazines.
Yeah. Oh, you certainly won't be able to keep that one. No way.
What were you doing?
Damaging the magazines.
Good Lord.
Well, not like that. I would, like, you know, if they were bent up or whatever, I could just tear the cover off and scan that and then keep the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I had a hell of a porno magazine collection
I'm
in the 90s, but they were all missing the cover.
It defeats the purpose.
Well, the company, yeah, that was the thing with the magazines. They didn't want, it's kind of like Amazon now. If you buy something cheap and you're like, oh, man, this sucks, I don't want it. They're like, all right, just keep it. We'll take it off your bill. That's the way the magazine industry was.
Yeah.
If it was damaged, we just ripped off the cover. They'd scan the UPC code, and then we'd keep the guts and the centerfolds. All right, we're going to try it?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's go to Bill. Try to. Hey, Bill.
What up, Matt?
Hey,
he sounds great.
You sound good. Bill?
Thanks, I just cleared my throat.
Oh, yeah.
Bill, why you want to comment on the flashing of the lights?
Yeah, man. I bet a lot of people don't flash their lights because of that whole gang thing that goes along with it. You flash lights, and then they'll turn around and come chase you down.
Hell, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Those were rumors, right? Or did that really happen?
I flashed lights plenty of times. Nobody ever turned around and tried to follow me.
No.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's that's one of those things that just, I mean, I'm sure it happens somewhere, but it becomes part of lore that it's cutting back on the camaraderie on the roads.
Correct.
The camaraderie. You like mm-hmm. that?
Yeah, I grew up in Florida. People used to flash the lights all the time down there, so because everybody feeds.
Yeah.
Everybody what?
Speeds.
Oh, everybody speeds. Yeah, mm-hmm. I see. Wow. All right, you're not a trucker, though, right, Bill?
Definitely not.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, Bill. Have a great morning.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. You guys have a great one.
You know what? It's getting better as we go.
Bill does.
Hey, a lot of texts coming in now. We've got a lot more response from truckers. Apparently, a lot of the more experienced truckers, the silverbacks, they use CBs a lot. But a lot of the newer drivers do not.
You're talking about those guys with a million miles.
I'm seeing multiple messages about that.
Million miles.
Yeah.
Used to when they talk about having a million miles, I thought they were talking about Marlboro miles. But no, it turns out it's actually driven miles. God bless. All right.
You want to talk to Fireballs? I have time to type his name in.
Fireballs?
Fireballs.
Oh, he said, I knew Fireballs. That's Tony, but Fireballs I'd never heard of. Good morning.
What's up, guys?
Hey, you, sir.
I'm doing good, doing good.
Good. Now, you are a trucker, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I am a dump trucker.
Well, in my eyes, it's the same, but in the eyes of the long-haul 18-wheeler guys, they don't think so. But
yeah, well, I did that too, sir.
Hey, did the gravel fall from heaven? No, it didn't.
No, not at all.
That's right. What were you going to say, Fireballs?
Yeah, you know, you was talking about putting a CB in, and I texted. But, truck drivers don't use CBs anymore. I mean, I've got one in my truck. I'm an old-school trucker.
Thank you.
And even the guys that do, like in the dump truck industry,
yeah,
they don't even call each other by their CB handles anymore.
Well, that's no fun.
By their name.
What are you Fireballs on? Are Fireballs on there on the CB?
No, on the CB it's Mule Train.
What?
I like that.
Man, I'm scared to ask. Is that like a donkey show?
Hey, my wife says I'm hung like one and drive like one, so.
A Russian racehorse.
Good for her.
Perfect. Thank you, Fireballs. Have a good morning.
Now, I've seen a mule jump off a diving board. I've never seen one drive a truck.
The old state fair.
Or a train.
Son of a gun. Man, I guess those things are going to be worth money in the future then. CBs. Nobody's mm-hmm. using them anymore. That's what it takes for us. Oh, man, we want the stuff that, you know why it's rare? Nobody bought it back then. Now we want it because it's rare.
Yeah.
Like that one Star Wars action figure, I get Boba Fett.
One of the Boba Fetts, yeah.
Oh, man. Nobody cared about him in the movie, but now, oh, got to have it.
He became a hero, a phenomenon.
Yes. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do some headlines. We're going to do some suckets and some birthdays. Maybe no suckets. Who knows?
Yeah, we got a whole hour of Rise Guys left. It's going
to
be fun.
Yes, we do. Remember, if you miss any portion of today's show or you want to go back and listen to it, just text podcast to 72341. We'll be right back. Morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.